Today's daf from Masechet Avodah, Masechet Shabbat, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is Daf Pei Gimel. I just want to remind you about Rabbi Kaplan's fund for Chag HaShavuot, Haba'a Aleinu Litova. And we are holding on Pei Gimel. We're up at the Meitve, which is one-third of the way down on the daf. So, we were right in the middle of this sugya of how to understand the machlokas that we found in Avodah Zarah, which was an expansion of the issue that we found in our own Mishnah. In our own Mishnah, we found that Rabbi Akiva compared the tuma of Avodah Zarah to an Isha Dava. We weren't sure how far that went. We went directly to the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, where there we found that there was a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva about what happens to the din of the various bricks and things in a wall that had been owned by the church. And because of that, the bricks, it turns out, had been worshipped, and each one of them would have been metamez and Avodah Zarah. And the shaila was, is that a tuma of sheretz, or is that a tuma of nida? So then the Chachomim said it's sheretz. Rabbi Akiva said that it's nida. Okay, but what did that mean? So we had two very different approaches to that machlokas. Rabba understood, let's first take Rabbi Elazar, because that's a simple way of understanding it. So Rabbi Elazar says, look, it means exactly what it says. The Chachomim say that the maximal tuma that you have is the comparison to sheretz. A sheretz is not metame b'masa. And so too, the Chachomim hold that Avodah Zarah is not metame b'masa. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva, who learns it out from a nida, according to him, it's just like a nida. If you pick her up, you will be tame, even though you don't come into contact with the body. The same thing would be true about Avodah Zarah. If it's picked up and carried by you, even though there's no contact and no tumas maga, there will be a tuma of masa. So that was the simple explanation, Rebbe Lazar's explanation. And according to that explanation, we understood that the reason that according to the Chachomim, we would compare the din of Avodah Zarah to a nida, even though it's not really metame like a nida, nonetheless, we're comparing it to teach me a different halacha, which is a kula. And the kula is that just like a nida is not metame in pieces, so too Avodah Zarah is not metame in pieces. And what was the reason that Rabbi Akiva said that the Pasuk also compares Avodah Zarah to a sheretz? Because that's talking about Meshamshei Avodah Zarah. And Meshamshei Avodah Zarah are indeed metamei kesheretz. However, what is the reason that we needed the nida if the point is that I could have compared it to a nevela and gotten the same thing? And if I compare it to a nida, I confuse the issue. Because, according to Rabbi Elazar, I confuse the issue because a nida is not only metame b'masa, she's even metame b'even misama, which we certainly would not apply here, says Rabbi Elazar, because it would be a chumra. We're looking for a drabanan here, which is a kula. Well, that would be to teach me that, according to Rabbi Akiva as well, a nida is not matamalei varim, and neither is Avodah Zarah matamalei varim. That, in a nutshell, encapsulates Rabbi Elazar's approach to the Mishnah. Rabba had a completely different approach to the Mishnah. And he said, look, I say instead of learning everything lekula, I think we should go lechumra. And therefore, why do I say that? That's because this was the whole point in the pasuk that Rabbi Akiva brought in our Mishnah. Tizrei mekemo dava, tsei tomar lo. That is a statement of extremism. Treat it like a Martian. No way that you get a foothold in here. Out you go. So you give it no entry whatsoever. This tells me to darshan the psukim lechumra. So therefore, I say like this. It's a given, according to both the Rabbanan and the Rabbi Akiva, that we have two drushes. In one sense, it's being compared to Sheretz. In another sense, it's being compared to Nida. Everyone agrees that definitely the minimal Tumah over here is Tumas Masa, because a Nida is certainly a Tamei B'Masa. So the question only is it even like a Nida in terms of Evan Misama, which is much more Chomer, because that's an extension of the Dinim of Tumas Hesed. So this is a problem. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the Pasuk says Tizrem Kamo Dava. So a Nida is Metame Be'Evan Misama. According to the Rabbanan, however, since the Pasuk also compares it to Sheretz, it means let's not go overboard over here and strike a balance between the Nida that's Metame Be'Evan Misama and the Sheretz, which is not even Metame B'Masa, and say that what you've got is basically a case of an Avodah Zorah that would be Metame B'Masa and B'Maga, but not Be'Evan Misama. According to this, the comparison to the Dava, as opposed to taking a simple case of an Avela where we wouldn't even get into the problem of Evan Misama, but would be able to learn out the din that it's Batami B'Masa, the reason would be to teach me just like the Nida is Eina Le'Evorim, so too is the Avodah Zorah Eina Le'Evorim. In this, Rabbah and Rabbi Elazar would be saying the same thing in the Rabbanan about the Evorim. But according to Rabbah, the reason that Rabbi Akiva compares it to the Isha Dava is not because it's Eina Le'Evorim. He has a much more powerful reason to compare it to the Isha Dava, which is that she would be Metama, even Be'Evan Misama. Aye, what about the Pasuk that compares it to Sheretz? Well, that's to tell me that if you're talking about only Misham Shei Avodah Zarah, then it... Indeed, Rabbi Akiva is beta that it's Metame only Kesheretz, okay? That encapsulates the machlokas between the Chachomim and Rabbi Akiva, according to the Shita of Rabbah. Now, today we want to get to the bottom of this to see if we can prove which approach to the machlokas is correct. Meitve. So we ask from the following Braita, and this is a reason for us to prove that Rabbi Elazar is correct and that Rabbah is wrong. Because it says like this, Avodah Zorah is Kesheretz, Misham She Avodah Zorah is Kesheretz. That's the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Akiva says, Avodah Zorah is Kenida, and only Misham She Avodah Zorah are like the Sheretz. So now, it certainly seems here that according to the Chachomim, the din of the Tuma of the Avodah Zorah itself is only Kesheretz, which means it's not Metame B'Masa. Whereas according to the way Rabbah's understanding it, this is not true. It is Metame K'Masa. So Bishlam of Rabbi Elazar, it works out very good. Necha, according to Rabbi Elazar. But according to Rabbah, who holds that the Rabbanan are also moda, that it's Metame B'Masa, how do you explain it? It says over here, according to Rabbanan, it's completely like a Sheretz. Amalekha, Rabbah, what's your problem, guys? Excuse me? Did you just learn with me the Mishnah in Avodah Zorah that essentially says the same thing? The Rabbanan said Kesheretz, and I, told you that that doesn't mean what it says. When it says Kesheretz, it just means it's not Metame Be'Evan Misama. What's your problem? It means exactly the same thing over here. You didn't yell at me from how I explained the Mishnah. Why all of a sudden are you yelling at me because of how I'm explaining the Braita? So I'll say exactly the same thing I said to you before. Mi'alima mi'maslis. It's not worse than it was before. The Mishnah said, Diktani, Eitzav Avanav Avarav Metamim Kesheretz. And what did I tell you that Sheretz meant? V'ukimna, when it says Kesheretz, it doesn't mean literally Kesheretz, it's not Metamim B'Masa. It means Kesheretz, it's not Metamim B'Evan Misama. That's what it means in the Braita, same thing. Well, Konami doesn't mean it's like a Sheretz totally. It means like a Sheretz in that don't take it to such an extreme. It's not going to be Metamim B'Evan Misama. Okay. Another problem that we have with the way Rabbah's learning it, Meitve, Nochri v'Nochrit, Avodah Zorah u'Misham Sheha. So now we've got this interesting Braita where we're talking about the human. Okay, so you've got a male goy, a female goya. Which over there we know clearly is definitely metame b'masa. U avodazora umishamsheha. So these four things, hein velohe seitan, when we're talking about them directly, meaning what we think it means now is maga and not carrying them, heset we think means in this case the fact of carrying them, not they're carrying anything else. Rabbi Akiva says, no, even hein vehesetan. So the Tanakama is saying, they themselves will be tameh, carrying them will not be tameh. That's what we think it means. Rabbi Akiva says, no, them and also carrying them. So now, according to Rabbi Elazar, this makes sense. Because Rabbi Elazar says that the Rabbanan hold Avodah Zorah u'mishamsheha will not be metame, even lifting them up. But according to Rabbah, how is he going to learn this? Amalecha Rabbah, excuse me? This makes sense according to Rabbi Elazar? What do you mean? Nochriva nochrit? You're trying to tell me that if you pick up a nochriva nochrit, you will not become tame b'masa? That's absolutely not so. It's against halacha. So what are you going to tell me? Nochriva nochrit hein velo es seitan. Vatanya says beferish. Daber el b'nei Yisrael. We have the whole pasuk. V'amartam aleihem ish ish ki ezav mi besoro. It's on and so forth. Which, from which we learn, this means only b'nei Yisrael and metame b'ziva. Nochrim are not metame b'ziva. Fine. But that's not the halacha. Why? Because Avo Gozru Aleim Shukizavim Lechol Divrehem. Remember that we have the Gezerah, both on males and females, that they have a din of a Zav in all things. They're going to be Matami exactly the way the Zav will be Matami. Okay? So forget about your approach to the Braitha, because anyway, it's stupid. It can't possibly be true. So now, I'll explain to you what the Braitha means according to me. You can go and explain what the Braitha means according to you. So El Rabba Mataritz Latime. What it's saying is, Nochrit, they, hein, ve'hasetan, ve'even misama shelahem is what it means. All of the demonim of Heset, including even misama. But Avodah Zorah, he, ve'haseta, but not even misama, because we'll only be metame it in terms of the masa, but not even misama shelah. And that's what the Rabbanan hold and Rabbi Akiva say, no siree, all of them are the same. Avodah Zorah, he, v'heseta, v'evin misame shalah, all will be metame. Exactly what I told you. Rabbi Elazar will say, nochri v'nochrit, hein v'hesetan, v'evin misame shalahem. Avodah Zorah, however, he v'lo heseta at all. Meaning even masa. Whereas Rabbi Akiva holds Avodah Zorah, he ve'aseta, masa is included. That's all that it's saying. Okay, so we're trying to stick in the approach of Rabbi Elazar into the Braita and the approach of Rabbah into the Braita. Matki Flor Rav Ashi, both of your approaches are ridiculous. You don't understand the Braita at all. Because the way you're explaining the Braita, why does it say the word hein for God's sake? If the word has seitan means if you carry them, that you will be tame b'masa, do I really need to know that they are tame? What do you mean hein? It's insane. How could something be metame u b'masa if it's not tame? Obviously, all you need to say is metame b'masa or metame b'maga. To make this ridiculous statement, hein v'hesetan, just say metame b'masa. There's no need to say the word hein. Therefore, says Rav Ashi, you have a totally wrong understanding of the word hesetan over here. It's not what it means. It's got to mean like this. Here's what it's saying. Hachikama. Now, Rav Ashi takes on Rabba's approach here. Nochri v'nochrit. Hain meaning ben hain shi situ et achirim, whether they move something else or whether other things move them. you're going to be metame them because they are metamim beheset. Avodah Zora she'isita acherim, masha enkein. If the Avodah Zora will move something else, then there's no din of tumas heset, and they will be tahar. But other things that pick up the Avodah Zora, they will be tameim because it's metame as bimasa. And this, of course, is Rabba's approach to the Chachomim. Mishamshe Avodah Zara, whether they move something or something moves them. And in a moment, we're going to ask, how can a dish move something? Fine, we'll ask that. But right now, let's assume that that's understandable. So whether they move something else or other things move them, they're Torah because there's no din of Masa and no din of Esen. Rabbi Akiva Omer, the correct way, is to understand, Nochrit, Avodah Zora, Hain. What do you mean, Hain? If they move something else, so Ben Hain, Sheisitu Achirim, or Ben Achirim, Sheisitu Otam. All of those cases are going to be Tameim. Mide Misham She Avodah Zora, since that's not Metame, even Bemasa, Ben Hein She Situ Achirim, Ben Achirim She Situ Otam, are Tahorin. Ha! Works out perfectly. Every word makes perfectly good sense in the way that Rabbah's understanding the din of the machlokes between the Chachomim and Rabbi Akiva. But I don't understand the Metzias. I mean, I understand how other things can move in Avodah Zorah. Bishlama Achirim She Situ Ota. Yes, why not? How in the world did an Avodah Zorah get to move somebody else? Echimash kachasla. Omar Rami Barei the Rav Yeba. It's very simple. Very, very simple indeed. Kinitznan. Hazav bekaf moznaim. Vochlinu mashkin bekaf shnia. Suppose a zav is on one side of a commercial scale. And on the other side of the scale, you've got a bunch of hundreds of pounds of flour, let's say, right? So you've got Oakland, or you've got wine bottles on the other side. So if the Zov weighs down that other side and lifts them, so that would be the Zov was Machria, Korah HaZov Tmeim. If they, however, are heavier than the Zov, then they're not tummy because they can't carry. You're right. Things that are not alive can't carry something else by weighing them down. There's no din in the sense of actual masa. Mashenken Elyono Shalzov doesn't use the word masa. Okay, so there they would be tohar. But that means that if a zov weighs down a side of a scale, it would be called haset. So, substitute for the word Zav, Avodah Zarah. So, if you put an Avodah Zarah, so you got this big statue of Yashka, you put it on one side of a scale, everything on the other side of the scale will be Tomei Beheset. That's all that Rabbi Akiva is learning. That's the point. It has the same din as Anita. That's Metamei Beheset. Okay, great. Now, Kaman Ozlo HaDatanya Kolat Meot HaMesitot. Our Torahot chutz me'eseto shel zav shelo matzino lo chaver bekol haTorah kula. Now this is a very clear-cut description of the idea of the uniqueness of Hesed, which goes like this: anything in the Torah that is tame that causes something else to be moved is not going to make that thing tame. Unless it's a Zov, meaning Zov, Zava, Nida, Yoledes, we're over there, even if they move something else, that other thing or that other person will be Tamtame, and this is absolutely unique. Lo matzino lo chaver b'kol haTorah kula. There's nothing like this anywhere in the Torah. Now, listen here. The way that Rabba was learning over here, this is not true, because according to Rabbi Akiva, Avodah Zorah is exactly like that. So what do you mean we don't find another case like this? We do find another case like this right here. The case of the Avodah Zorah that you put into the scale. Shalema de lo Rebbe Akiva? De ik Rebbe Akiva ikanami Avodah Zorah? No, obviously the point is that the din of Avodah Zorah we're comparing to the Zav. All it's saying over here is Zav and anything else which is based on being the same as a Zav. I mean, that's obvious, no? So it means Zav, whatever we learned out from Zav. Boy, Reb Chama Bar Gurya. So here at last, we get to Reb Chama Bar Gurya's question that we've already spoken about twice before. What is the din of an Avodah Zorah? Yeshna le'evarim or eina le'evarim? Is it, in fact, a metame, even in pieces or not? Now, let me explain to you. In a case where a hediot yachola achzira, where basically this Avodah Zorah is like a portable yashka, you know? So it's made out of Lego, and then any kid can put it back together again, click, 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 and you've got yourself your Avodah Zorah right there. So in a case like that, then there's nothing to discuss. I mean, that's commanded mechaber dami. I mean, that's just portable. It's as if it's already connected. What if it can't be put together except if you bring in a craftsman who's going to do a little bit of soldering? What will be the din over there? So do we say, we view it as being broken off? It's not missing anything. It just needs to be reconnected. Actually, some learn that Reb Chama Bar Gurya said exactly the opposite. In a case where a hedyot can put it together again, where a hedyot cannot put it together again, so then for sure it's like it's broken. My question is, how about in a case where a hedyot would be able to put it, click it back together like Lego, what would we say then? Given that Yod Yocholach Zira command the Michber Adam here would be Metame even in pieces? Or do we say Odim Ashtim Yokashalfa Vishayu? Or maybe right now, since the Legos are not connected, they're detached, so then the whole thing would be okay. Take, okay. Now, next question. Boy Revach Devoy Barami. How about an Avodah Zorah that is so small that it's less than a sheer of a kizayit? So is that going to be limited the same way that, let's say, the Tumas Nevela would be limited or Tumas Mase is limited, would the din of a Zorah also be limited and it needs a share of a kizayit? Mahu. Matkefler of Yosef, mahu for what? What are you talking about? That it should be usher, that it should be an Avodah Zorah, that it should be usher, but no, I mean, we have examples in the Torah of Avodah Zorahs that were smaller than a kezias. How about the fly, the Zvuv Bal Ekron? And don't try to tell me that the Zvuv Bal Ekron was actually the big fly. So this is like this enormous fly. No, because it says in the Pasuk that actually, that after Gideon died, so it says they went ahead, Vayisnu achrei habaalim, Vayasimu lehem baal brit lelohim. So what is a baal brit lelohim? This refers to Zvuv Bal Ekron, which teaches us that every person made themselves a little kind of portable Zvuv. They kept it in their pocket. The Mudirato, Menichal betoch kiso, put it in his pocket, and the deal of this brit was, this is how the Rishonim on the Daf understand it, the deal of this brit was that it was a real commitment to love, and therefore, any time that you remembered your lover over here, the fly, you would take the fly out of your pocket and you would kiss it and hug it. And that would mean, because that's a brit. A brit is about love, right? Now, you couldn't carry around this fly in your pocket if it was a big fly. So therefore, it was probably a little fly. And because of that, it would be less than a share of a kizayit. Now, the Ramban doesn't like this pshat. And because he says, I mean, fine, I understand it wouldn't be a big fly that would take up the whole altar in the church, but maybe it could be a fly the size of a kezayit that could still fit into your pocket. I mean, after all, we're not going to be machmer a chazanish kezayis to carry around an Avodah Zorah, are we? So he brings this incredible Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi learns that Baal Brit is actually a phallus. So, Baal Brit Lelohim would mean that this thing wasn't a fly. It was what's be inside your fly. And that would be, this would be a reason why zippers are called flies. Now we finally understand it. It's all based on the big fly. So basically, these people were very turned on by Baal Brit. So they would carry around the top of a phallus as a symbol. And this would be not the size of a keziah. I was talking about Og Melech HaBashan. And because of that, we can prove, says the Ramban, based on the Yerushalmi, that it's less than a keziah. That's the point of the sugya. But in any event, it teaches us that it's vadai going to be an avodah zorah, even though it's less than a keziah. So what are you asking, whether if less than a keziah is going to be osur or not? No, so it must be, therefore, that the question was, legabi, the tumah of avodah zorah, does it need the shear? That's the issue. Okay. Barnea, I don't want to look at the kishur that you just sent us because it sounds like it's pornographic. So maybe we should delete that one, okay? Anyway, so what we have over here is a shaila legabe tuma. What's the issue? Do we compare it to sheretz? Because we said it says shaketz to shaketzenu. So just like a sheretz would be tomei, even very, very small, because sheretz, we learn out, is metame even bekadasha, which is tiny. And therefore, it would be tame afavodah zorah bekadasha. Or do we say that since we're also going to see there's yet another hekesh in which the avodah zorah is compared to a mate, ma mate bekezayit, af avodah zorah bekezayit? That's my question. Omer Rav Avya Vitema Rabba Barula, Toshma. I'll bring you a raya. The Tanya Avodah Zorah pechuta mikezayit ein batuma kol ikar. If the Avodah Zorah is less than the size of a kezayit, then it doesn't have any tuma at all. Why? Because we find by the case of Yoshio HaMelech, we're over there, Yoshio HaMelech was getting rid of all of the Avodah Zorah as part of his tshuva movement. And so what he did was, it says over there that he ripped out the Asherah from the Beis HaMikdash, and he burned it, and then he ground up all of the leftover pieces, and he took the ashes, and he poured the ashes over the graves of anyone that had been involved in the Avodah Zorah of that Asherah. So from there we learn, from the way that it says, Vayashlech et Ofra al kever b'nei ha'am. What's the comparison? There we learn that he understood that the din of the Asherah was the din of the mace. And just like a mace is metame b'kezayis, af avodah zorah is metame b'kezayit. So now it turns out that we've got all of these different things. We have three completely different psukim that are comparing avodah zorah to something that's metame. Now, let's take a look at the fact that according to the Rabbanan, we ended up taking three psukim. Each and every one of them we could have used to teach me a chumrah, and instead, each and every one of them teaches a kula. So think about this, Rabbanan. You're saying, why did we compare the avodah zorah to the sheretz? The way you understood it, it's to tell me that it's not metame b'masa. Okay? Why do we compare it? This is the way Rebbe Elazar is understanding. Why do we compare it lanida? To tell me that it's not metame if it's in pieces. Why are we comparing it to a mace? To tell me that it's not going to be metame keadasha the way it would be if it was a sheretz. It's only going to be metame if it's a kezias. I mean, for God's sake, do the other way around. Instead of doing it lakula, maybe we should do it like this, ema lachumra. Why did the Torah compare it to a sheretz? To tell me it's tame even bekadasha. Why does it compare it to a nida to tell me that it's metame even bevin nesama? Why do we compare it to a mace to tell me that it would be metame even in an ohel, like a mace, right? So I don't understand why you pick out arbitrarily to make this into a big kula. Yes, because Rebbe Elazar, that's the whole point. This was the basis of his whole machlokas with Rabba in the first place. Rebbe Elazar says that since it's all a derabbanan, So if the idea of Tumas Avodah Zarah is a drabbanan, and we're simply looking for links to Psukim and Ramazim, so then if you have the question of Kula v'chumra, in a drabbanan, the din is l'kula makshina and l'chumra lo makshina. Rabbah's only reason for disagreeing on these points was because, remember, Rabbah darshan the tizreim kemo davat seito marlo. So he said that that pasuk indicated that we're supposed to act in an extreme fashion in how it is that we distance ourselves from Avodah Zarah. Then that means that the remez in the pasuk Gufa was telling us to try to be machmir, not to try to be mekel. Fine, but Aliba de Rebbe Lazar, where we don't have that drasha of understanding the tizreim kamo dava, so then we indeed are left with understanding it le kula. And now a word from our capitan. Another drasha, thank you. Another drasha based on a pasuk, legabi the dinam of Tuma, would be a boat. Minayin l'sfinashi Torah. How do you know that a boat is by definition tahar? No matter what kind of boat it would be. Shenemar derech onia belev yam. The path of a boat in the sea. Now, I think you don't need to be a captain to know that boats go in the water. Okay, so it's rather obvious what Shlomo HaMelech has to say. This is something so profound that I really, one of the four things I don't understand in life is the fact that the boat goes in the water. I mean, what is that supposed to mean? Pshita, onia belev yam. Ah, the point is, how is it that the boat has the din of the water? My yam tahor, just like the yam, it says beferish ach mikveh mayim yet tahor, just like water is tahor when it's on the ground and it's part of the karka, so too your boat is tahor if it's on the karka. Tanya, Chananya Omer, what is this esoteric pasuk about why a boat is tahor, for God's sake? The reason a boat is tahor, because a boat is made out of wood, and wood is compared to sak in the pasuk about eitz kli sak, and sak has to be metal to mole verekam, and you can't lift up a boat and put it on your head, and therefore, not if it's filled all the way, what if the whole thing is filled with wheat? So because of that, it's not metalta molivarekam, and therefore it's nilmod misak. Just like misak has to be metalta molivarekam, afko metalta molivarekam, which does not include a boat, lafuki svina, deina metalta les molivarekam. Now there's going to be a big difference between Chananya's approach and the approach in the Mishnah. What about a fiberglass boat? My benayu. If we're learning it from the pasuk of Onia Belev Yam, then any boat, no matter what it's made out of, is Belev Yam, and therefore it is Tahar. But according to the Chananya's approach, that it's because of the Hekesh Tasak, only materials that are compared to Sak, we would say, Mitatelet Malivrekamini Lolo, but a Svina Shocheres wouldn't. Even if it would not be able to be lifted, it would still be tamei, and therefore it would not be, and there'd be no excuse for us to say it's Torah unless you make this drasha belev yam. Another difference between them would be, you know, all those little kayaks that they rent out on the Yarden? Those kayaks are called Svinot HaYarden. See, they always were called Svinot HaYarden. So kayaks are actually liftable, all right? So that would be another nafkamina. So if it's a Svinat HaYarden, if we learn it out from the fact that it goes in the water, okay, a kayak also goes in the water. But if it's because it has to be metalta molivarekam, a little kayak, which is a Svinat HaYarden, is metalta molivarekam. The Omer Rebbe Chanina ben Akavya, mipnei ma amru, Svinat HaYarden Tmei'a, why indeed is a Svinat HaYarden considered to be Mekabel Tuna? Because if you'll notice, the way that the Svinat HaYarden is used is that it's loaded up on dry land and then it's lowered into the water. So then that means it's made to move its Metalta Molivarekam. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav Lo Lama Yimna Adam Et Atzmo Mi Beit HaMidrash Afilu Sha'a Achat. You should not miss out on attending Daf Yomi even for one moment. Because you know how many times we learned this Mishnah in earlier Daf Yomis? Kama Shanim Nishdeis Mishnah Zubi Beit HaMidrash. And we never fully understood it. What is the reason? What's the real reason for all of this stuff? It seems very esoteric. And this is by Sfinat HaYarden Tmiyah. Nobody understood why the Sfinat HaYarden Tmiyah in Kalim. Until Rabbi Hanina ben Akavya first showed up and he explained it. Rabbi Yonatan says, person should never miss, forget about missing a Daf Yomi. Don't miss out on Divrei Torah even at the moment that you're dying. Shenemar Zot HaTorah Adam Ki Amud Ba'ohel. What's the relationship of Torah to Adam Ki Amud Ba'ohel? Afilu B'Sha'at Mita, even as a person is on his deathbed, Yetehei Oseik Ba'Torah. Resh Lakish has another remez, Ein Divrei Torah Mitkaimim, Ela B'Mishim Meimit Atzmo Aleha. Somebody who treats himself to a fun life is never going to really be Kena Torah, because you have to be ready to kill yourself, to go through hell. Shenemar Zot HaTorah Adam Ki Yamut Ba'ohel. Where do we find Torah? In an Adam Ki Yamut Ba'ohel. I'll tell you the way my great-grandfather was Nifter, which is his children and grandchildren describe. So he calls the kids together. He says, Kindelach, Sinishgut. Things are not good. Things are not good. Bring a Gemara. Let's learn a Daf of Gemara. He starts learning a Daf of Gemara and dies in the Daf of the Gemara. This is Adam Ki Yamut Ba'ohel.